After partially shutting down for several days, the federal government is on track to reopen. At the root of this funding fight, a federal program that allows people who were brought to the U.S. as children to live and work here without fear of deportation. The program is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. It was created by President Obama in 2012. Now President Donald Trump has set the program to expire in March, urging Congress to come up with a permanent fix. The debate over DACA's future leaves a lot of uncertainty for people like Juan Conde, a first-year medical student at UVM's Lerner College of Medicine and a DACA recipient. I spoke to Juan today and asked how he first came to the U.S. and when he received DACA protections.
So I first came to the U.S. when I was around 9 years old. My mom basically brought my brother and me here. And I mean, I grew up in the U.S. and I've been living here since then. I received DACA protections when I was doing my graduate studies, my doctorate studies in 2014. And that was a big moment for me. It really changed a lot of basically my whole life.
Yeah. So you're now in medical school at UVM. How has DACA allowed you to pursue your studies?
So before DACA, no medical schools in the country actually would allow anyone that wasn't a U.S. citizen or permanent resident to even apply to medical school. After DACA, many of the more progressive schools and more forward-looking schools started noticing that, well, basically, these are good students. These are people that are going to go back to their communities and they're going to serve the community. So it's a good idea to start educating them. And basically, without DACA, I wouldn't even be able to apply to medical school.
Mm-hmm. And so now you're in medical school at UVM. What exactly are you studying?
So I'm studying to become a physician. And what I want to do is I want to become an oncologist. The reason for me wanting to be a physician is that my mother passed away from cancer. So once I started doing my doctorate studies, I started doing a lot of research in carcinogenesis. I kind of wanted to advance what we know and find new ways to treat cancer. But now what I want to do here is get my training as a physician. That way, not only can I research new methods of treatment for cancer, but I can also start treating patients that are suffering from cancer.
Your being at UVM, of course, as you said, is reliant on having protections under DACA. And there's now, of course, a lot of uncertainty around this program. I'm curious what you're thinking right now, whether you're weighing your options for the future and what some of those options might be.
So right now, I'm hoping that things move forward with legislation. And certainly it is a worry about what happens if the program ends. Part of it is, well, I mean, the government tried to deport me. Will things continue? Will I be able to obtain the necessary funds to even attend to the and continue my education? So there is a lot of uncertainty, and it is a big worry. But I'm hoping that Congress will do the right thing and things move forward.
Have you thought about contingency plans, though, if it does end, where you might go?
It will be a big disruption, certainly. I haven't talked about it as much. I mean, certainly with my doctorate degree, I can certainly either do research or something else. But I don't know if this will be the end of me trying to become a physician and then just becoming a cancer researcher or not.
Well, finally, Juan, last fall, UVM's president said he would support DACA recipients who are at the school. Do you feel there's the level of support at UVM where it could be possible for you to stay enrolled at the medical school even if DACA ends?
I believe so. I mean, we will certainly have to have a discussion about it, but I feel that the school has been extremely supportive. And I mean, before taking on DACA students, I know that they thought about this possibility. So I think that's something that they had already discussed. And I think that they've been very supportive, so they will try to adapt to see what changes happen.
Juan Conde is a first-year medical student at UVM and a recipient of DACA. Juan, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.